Senate Bill 88 is among the slew of oil and gas bills this session that deal with the controversial process of fracking. Republican sponsor Senator Ted Harvey of Highlands Ranch says there's no reason for every one of Colorado's 64 counties to have its own set of regulations or ban fracking altogether.
Oil and gas regulation is a statewide concern, and we don't need any additional lawsuits simply to litigate that which has already been settled in the courts. The oil and gas industry is one of the most important economic drivers in our state. We cannot afford to make it more expensive for them to do business in Colorado.
About 30 people, mostly citizens from Longmont, signed up to testify against the bill. They feel the measure strips local communities of their voice. Gene Ditzler lives near a well in Longmont and says state regulators are too lenient.
The need for proper oversight is exponentially increased as oil and gas drilling moves closer to homes, schools, and parks. They are simply not prepared.
Rod Bruski lives in Boulder County and says a five-pad fracking well sits 600 feet from his home. He fears for his family's long-term health.
To pass this bill, one size fits all, violates our civil rights. We don't have a fracking problem in Colorado. We have a democracy problem. I'm here today to put all you on notice to stop listening to lobbyists and start listening to us, the people of Colorado.
I would urge you to not paint the industry with a broad brush. They are our neighbors. They are my friends. They provide very good jobs.
That's Republican Representative Ellen Roberts of Durango. She says it's wrong to assume lawmakers and state regulators are in the pocket of the energy industry. Roberts was quick to point out that she supported new rules for the energy industry to add protections for public health and the environment.
I have been perceived to be the enemy of the industry as I represent the people in my area because I have carried legislation to help the citizens have an equal footing.
Still, Roberts voted against the bill, saying local regulations are important. The Colorado Oil and Gas Association didn't take a position. Neither did Governor John Hickenlooper, who has said Colorado can't have 64 different sets of rules for oil and gas drilling. But his office says Hickenlooper is trying to get the various groups to collaborate outside the legislature. In fact, the Colorado Petroleum Association was the only organization to testify in support of the bill. Stan Dempsey is the association's president and says it's about jobs.
We don't think having local governments duplicate exactly the same regulations that are being promulgated by the state is appropriate.
The divide between state and local regulations is a legal gray area, and for some, that's a good thing. Jeff Wilson is an attorney with the Colorado Municipal League.
That gray area actually incentivizes positive behavior between the sides because neither side knows when they're going too far exactly. Both sides are encouraged to be reasonable at the edges.
Next week, the House will hear a competing Democratic measure that aims to give local governments more authority to regulate the oil and gas industry. Similar Democratic measures have already failed in the House this session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.